we were going to head back to the MCCSC this week on a very busy November 14th. Why? Well, it is school board meeting night because of the holiday next week. And to get us all caught up on everything we need to know from the MCCSC is my great friend, Dr. Jeff Hoswell. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, that's what a normal voice sounds like. Oh, that's, listen to that. No, you're healthy, spry, ready to rock and roll. You guys have been very busy. We talked to you the first day of November to get everybody ready for the election that was happening the next week, and then a week ago last week. Well, everybody went to the ballot box, and by the slimmest of margins, but it doesn't matter if it's one vote or a million votes. The referendum passed. How pleased are you to see that result from the members of our community?
Well, we're pleased that we had such a good showing of support for MCCSC and for the referendum. And, you know, I think this is our opportunity now to implement with fidelity the things that we described and hopefully put some tangible aspects of the referendum into action so that our community gets a better picture of exactly all the things this will do and accomplish and for the benefit of our families. So, you know, we've already kind of announced through a letter that went out that we are eliminating parent fees next year because the referendum passed. So no back-to-school shopping list. You can bring a backpack or we'll provide one. And we've also announced that field trips, for example, are free next year. And then the big thing is we are preparing to provide some initial information by December 1st, as well as some detailed information by January 1st on how preschool work, who's eligible, how you can sign up, and where the programs are available. So we are quickly moving forward with an action plan because of the successful passage of the referendum.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And now that it's quote-unquote official, the timeline starts with what? What's the most important aspect of it? Would it be the preschool getting that ready for next year?
Absolutely. We as part of our original plan, announced that we hope to have affordable and free and accessible four-year-old pre-K next year. And so if you think about that, that gives us about 8 months to finalize those plans, and actually much less than that for us to announce where the classrooms will be located, who are some of our partner preschool providers, and all of those details. We hope to have all of those ready by February 1st. That's our goal, so that then people can look and quickly identify the different programs available and then start the application process. So we have a lot of details to work out. We didn't want to get too much in the weeds until the community said, yes, we would like to go forward with this. And now that, like you said, it was slim margins. So I think that gives us even more of an impetus and more of a charge to make sure that we implement this exactly as we said we would and really help people come to understand the benefit. This is an investment. We talk about preschool being essential infrastructure, and we know that this is going to make a lasting difference in our community. So, you know, in 8 years, when this referendum conversation comes back up for preschool, people can say, now I understand exactly the ways it benefits. So we know that there was probably voter fatigue. We had a successful 22 referendum, so we understand the barriers we faced, but we are definitely pleased by the level of support we received, and we look forward to providing these new opportunities for our students and families in Monroe County.
Dr. Jeff Hoswell, the superintendent of the MCCSC, is our guest today. And yes, and sometimes when we talk quickly and fastly, next year means next school year, not 6 weeks from now. That's just
thank goodness.
The colloquialisms,
2024.
Right. So that's we're in the year right now, and next year would be the next school year for those of you new to the program or joining along there.
Right.
Okay. So preschool, big deal. That's the one that started the conversation to move to this point. The fees, the removal of those as well, great. Where else will this referendum go to make a tangible difference where people will be able to see, touch, and feel it?
Well, I mentioned supplies, and those are those consumables, those fees that you may pay, $200 for back-to-school supply lists, those fees for Bradford Woods. That's a program everyone likes. There's a cost to that. So those types of fees, back-to-school supply lists, field trips, those are erased effective immediately, or at least for the start of next school year. Another example, students that have to take various assessment fees, that can be...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about those that go along with either AP exams or application fees, right?
That's right. Well, advanced placement is a great one. The certification fees, a lot of the students in our career center have to pay for. Those come at a cost. A lot of consumables at the career center, there's a lot of expenses to operating these programs because that is career preparation. Those are students that have identified a career, and there are a lot of consumable costs. So that can be welding material, right? It can be consumables used for becoming a CNA. So those types of fees will be waived as well. So I think that our families that see a lot of unexpected costs associated with a quote-unquote free public education, I think they'll see those savings immediately.
Yeah, free public education. That's a good one. You got any other one-liners for me?
That's the old line.
Well, yeah. It is. Well, and here's the other thing that's interesting, and I don't want to get too into the weeds with this today. This is sort of like summertime conversation, more or less, but when the state legislature sees all of the individual school corporations doing what you're doing with the referendums, why would they ever act again? Are we sending the wrong message by doing the right thing?
Well, we're doing the right thing, and I think that we're sending the message that we're seeing greater and greater differences amongst our school districts. And I think that should be the driving force for our state legislature to act, because hardly any school district has approved preschool. So it's not like there's a whole bunch of people lining up to do this. But there are more and more districts that are passing some sort of referendum, and that those are being used, for example, for salaries. But there are other communities that aren't. So we're seeing these huge growing wage gaps. We're seeing opportunities like preschool for some communities and not for others. And I think when you see those differences, that's when the legislature is going to should be saying, okay, this is not fair and it's not equitable across our state. If we want it to be, we need to enact universal four-year-old pre-K in the state of Indiana. Again, like I've said before, like the other.
So
like
you're trying to start the fire, so to speak.
I hope so. And if that happens, right, then if you think about it, our cost for the four-year-old preschool program is approximately, I think, 3.5 cents. So then we could, the school board could easily reduce the levy and charge our local taxpayers less if the state were to expand a four-year-old pre-K. And I hope they do. They should.
I agree, because it starts at that age and works its way. You get a head start, you get ahead. That's just how it works. Dr. Jeff Hoswald is with us. What did you do on Election Day? Were you out at the polls? Were you helping with professional learning? What was your week like last Tuesday?
Well, I was with our teachers most of the day. We had professional development all day, and that's our investment. That's an opportunity to be around our certified staff, as well as some of our paraprofessionals that receive some professional development, and really just engage with them, have lots of conversations. So we moved the site around. This year it was at Bloomington South. So I spent a majority of my day at Bloomington South, and it was a great day. And I really always learned a lot. But also the individual conversations are powerful. And, you know, our teachers are grateful. Our teachers work really hard on behalf of our students. And so it's very validating to see everyone come together at one site. So I wasn't going to miss that. So.
Well, and I don't think there's much you can do during the day, because you're not privy to any early results or anything else. You're just like the rest of us when you knew how many people went to the ballot. Were you nervous this wouldn't get across the finish line?
Well, I think that we always have apprehension. Again, because this is set, it's a little bit different than if you're running a referendum to increase salaries by a certain amount. So I think there were a lot of unknowns with you know, trying to educate the importance of early childhood education, but what it would look like. There was a lot of misinformation out there about religious education and things like that. And so, and there were concerns for people saying that we've been taxed enough. We heard that. On our end, we were just simply relaying that we are one of the 10% lowest school district tax rates in Indiana. So we had that pro and con, but nonetheless, I think we were nervous because there were a lot of different concerns being raised, some from private preschool providers, some from and people who didn't want to see their taxes raised. And so I think there was some concern, and I think it bared out by just how close it was, 1.04% difference in yeses versus noes. That's pretty close. So,
Dr. Jeff Oswald is our guest, and well, your busy week continued because on Friday of last week, plenty of Veterans Day celebrations throughout the MCCSC as well. That was fun to see on social media.
Yeah, it's great. It's always a great day and a chance just to recognize our veterans. And our schools have their own unique ways of thanking our veterans. This year, I went out to Grandview Elementary School, and they had a fantastic program. I got to thank a lot of veterans myself, and thank the students and the staff that put on a really great ceremony and program. And so, yeah, it's a really heartwarming way to see the gratitude that our students show for the veterans and the ways our schools thank our veterans on Veterans Day.
Yeah, very cool. Everything up there, and you have a chance to see what's going on, and that's a great way to connect with those who keep us free. What else is happening? Well, we've got a very busy week next week for I guess that would be the out-of-school crowd, because that's what's going on. That's why your school board meeting is tonight. Let's go forward before we come backward. Next week, yep. The schedule is no school all week, correct?
No school all week. Our offices will be open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then we're closed Thursday and Friday for the holidays. But, yeah, this Friday is the last day before Thanksgiving break. And then, of course, we come back for just a short 3 weeks, and we'll be off for a winter break. So this time of year goes fast, for sure.
It always goes quickly. And I always joke, it's once Labor Day hits. I mean, it's just you got too many things going on, but that's how it works.
Speaking of calendars, do you know when what day Thanksgiving is in 2026?
Oh, no, day it is this year.
Do you know what day President's Day is? Do you know what day Memorial Day is? I can tell you these things because we are on the agenda tonight preparing to approve the 2026-27 school calendar. So if you're really a big planner, I have a feeling, Mike, you plan 1 hour at a time. But if you are looking to plan,
the show is 3 hours. 3 hours at a time.
There you go. You've grown up.
Me and Gilligan. Three-hour tour.
Is that right?
That's it.
On the agenda tonight is approving the 26-27 calendar. Our families always ask us to have it approved a few years out. So each November or December, we approve one more year, and it looks a lot like the calendar this year. It's the
good.
Same flow. It'll start on August 5th, and Thanksgiving will be on Thursday, November 26th, and the last student day will be on Friday, the 20th of Thursday, the 20th of May. So
we like that.
Anyway,
so there,
it's
folks,
kind of a standard operating procedure.
There's your standard operating procedure, folks. Either November or December, each year it will be 3 years out. So
that's right.
If you need to have your voices heard, how does the calendar change, if it changes at all, Dr. Oswald? Do people submit a request? Do they have to go through the board if they say, hey, look, if Indiana University for some reason changes the way they do? Is that the only way we would shift, you would think?
Well, we have a committee, and our teachers really sort of lead that. They give us they give us feedback through discussion. And generally the thing that we hear is, of course, IU approves their calendar further out, so it makes it pretty easy. And really we just haven't changed our calendar for quite a while, so it's pretty well just the calendar looks pretty similar for 23-24, 24-25, 25-26, and now 26-27.
And it's a little bit easier that way, too, because you're not wondering each year if something's going to be shifted around, twisted around, or whatever else. Tonight's agenda, the Board of School Trustees meeting. You can always go to the website and watch it there virtually, or you can go to the CoLab at 553 East Miller Drive. This time of year, what are the other major portions of the agenda, because I know we have tonight's meeting and just one more next month, and then quote unquote the year is over. We have the big break. What do we get done business wise between now and 2024?
Well, the biggest thing is that we are taking tonight what's called a summary of our teacher agreement. This is a new legislative procedure in which we have to kind of provide to the community an overview of the tentative agreement we've reached with our Monroe County Educators Association. We bargain generally every 2 years, and that bargaining started on September 18th, and it had to conclude by November 15th. So you'll see a summary of that. That's on our website. We're adding some paid parental leave, changing some leave language. We are adding a short-term disability insurance option for all of our employees. And then we will be updating our salary grid with salary increases so that we can continue to be competitive.
Well, you've got to do that, right? Absolutely. Right. You don't want any gaps in that system. With these two referendums.
Yeah, this will be the general one. This will be a very general overview. But we'll have the specific tentative agreement, the final central bargaining agreement, at a special meeting, which will be held on Tuesday, November 28th at 6 o'clock at this CoLab. We have to have it approved in the month of November, so we'll have a special meeting. We'll approve that agreement as well as the agreement with AFSCME. They represent a lot of our support staff, and then we'll have a general recommendation for all of our other staff members as well, so that all of those compensation packages for this school year and next year school year will be officially recommended for approval at a special meeting on November 28th.
And that will be 2 weeks from tonight for the special meeting there. What doesn't need to get lost this time of year? We know you've got a big semi-state football game. Bloomington South is in the Final Four Friday night right here on WGCL.
That's exciting.
That's a big deal. Could be a state championship on the line a week from Friday, so that's exciting. But you still have the Parent University and things like that still going on, or does that quiet down this time of year?
No, we actually just posted what our most recent our recent course was, and I will give you those details. I'm pulling up right now, and I'll update you. But we still have those classes going on, and they continue to be very successful. So ask me another question, and then I'll get back to you in the next one.
And the good thing about those, too, you post those on the website so people that missed them can go back and learn again. It's not like, oh, you missed it, you can't go back.
Right.
That's a great resource you have as well.
That's
so if somebody over the holidays has some time and says, well, what's this all about, you can go back and check all these out.
Yeah, the next one is STEAM and STEM-based. That's, of course, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. We have some computer science. It's called a Maker Cafe. And it's really just learning about STEAM, all the maker equipment that we're being used in our school, and also how you can make small gifts to take home. It should be a neat experience, and that is on Tuesday, December 5th from 6 to 7 at the CoLab. And again, all of the Parent University programs are listed on our website, but that's our next one.
Should I point out, since you've cut the ribbon at the solar plant you've got over there, it hasn't rained. Should I bring that up?
It's been sunny. We're generating energy.
You guys should be plus.
That's how this works.
You should be plus.
That's right.
You have a surplus.
We are producing energy, which of course not only charges our electric buses, but also then feeds onto the grid to charge our other buildings in the area, and actually reduces taxpayer costs and. That's a win-win.
64 degrees in downtown San Diego here on a Tuesday afternoon. Dr. Jeff Oswald is our guest today. Spinning the hits one at a time. Have a great meeting tonight, buddy. And if people would like more information, easiest place to go is probably the website, correct?
mccsc.edu, and the meeting, 553 East Miller Drive, starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay, so we've got that. Next month, we do have a big vacation break as well. When will the December meeting be, just for people unlike me who are planning more than 3 hours ahead at a time?
It's the second Tuesday, so it'll be on December 12th, 6 o'clock at the CoLab. And so I think you and I will be talking in about 4 weeks.
Oh, good. We'll have our white elephant gift exchange as well, and ugly sweater contest coming back on the 12th.
I can't wait.
Well, I won't even have to dress it. You won't even know.
Yeah, well, I just assumed.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Hey, you
I know
too,
you've
Mike.
Been working hard here recently, so I hope you get a chance to put your feet up and enjoy some family time and grab a little bite to eat down there in Corydon or wherever you're off
That's
to.
That's right. Heading to Corydon, the family farm, and sweet
Battery.
Potatoes are my favorite. We've talked about
sweet
that
potatoes.
Before.
That's right.
You sweet and potatoes and dressing.
You and I would be good, at least in the potato department. You can have all my sweet ones, buddy. They're all yours. I'll handle the normal starch there.
All right.
Great job.
Happy
Thanks.
Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. Appreciate all you all do, and we'll talk in December.